It's been a big morning. We had Troy Aikman. We had Emmett Smith. And now we're going to hear from the third triplet, Michael Irvin. This is exclusive audio from the Dallas Cowboys Blue Star Silver Star Network. This is from the postgame show on Sunday. It's the return of Mickey and Michael.
Okay. All right, are we back?
We're back.
We're back here with the Blue Silver Star Network. I'm Mickey Irving. Well, along with the Michael Spagnuolo on the Silver Blue Network.
I'm the playmaker.
Oh, okay. Okay, huh? Along with the Cowboys, we're here with the Cowboys talking Cowboys football with Michael Irving's Mike.
Irving.
We're ready to do this for another year, huh?
Oh, yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Can you hear me, Mickey?
Crowd.
Let me whisper in your ear, Mickey. I love you.
Okay.
I think that was a Beatles song.
Yeah.
I think that was a... Listen, do you know? Want to know a secret? Let me whisper in your ear.
All right. I tell you, I'm excited to be doing this show
be.
With another year
you
with
be.
You. What you do you think? Be. Pretty sweet, huh?
That was an amazing performance. By your Dallas Cowboys, what we just saw on the field right there, Mickey.
Oh, yeah.
And if you're the Giants, a perfect rating for Dak Prescott.
Why are you talking
How
like
do
that?
You like Dak? Dak is the way
Why
you
are
do
you yelling
it.
At me?
Dak is what I'm talking about.
All right.
Dak's the way, I like it.
He had
a perfect quarterback rating, but do you know who had a perfect quarterback rating every Sunday when I played? Troy.
Every Sunday,
he had a perfect quarterback rating.
Okay.
Because he knew how to play the position better than any other quarterback in this league. And that's
now
why
you're
he
comforting
did it.
To me.
And that's
now
why we called
me.
Him Troy. And this team reminds me of those old days, Mickey. Of those old days when we had triplets and we had winning football teams.
Ah, well, it looks like winning football is coming back to the Dallas now, boys. We have
now the
Plowboys player who did so well in the position that he has is Dak. Dak at the quarterback position.
That's what I'm talking about. Dak.
That's what I'm talking about.
He was incredible, but Zeke is back. That offensive line is back. And when you see someone catch a ball every Sunday in the fall, that's amore.
All right, he's yelling again. He's scaring me. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Sal in South Philly.
Oh, no.
We don't have phone calls. We are not going to take phone calls right
now.
Okay,
let's go to the next caller. Oh, there is no next caller? Okay, back to us now. Okay, well, what do you think about the Cowboys win now as opposed to a few minutes ago when you talked
As you know. As you know. I picked him to go 16-0.
Wait.
Right on schedule.
Please stop yelling at 1-0. Me. 5-3.
1-0, Mickey. On our road to the Super Bowl and 16-0.
Okay. All right.
And I have some news. And I have some news for you Giants fans who may be in the Meadowlands area. Giants fans, your season is closed. You're going 0-16.
All right. We're going to go away from a few minutes to play some bills. We'll be black in the Cowboys Silver Blue Network in just a moment.
Mickey!
Hard to believe I'm not any better after 20 years. Same with you.
That show is the biggest mess on television. That's the Mickey and Michael show on the Blue Star Silver Star Network.
That was our breakdown of what happened there in week one.
I learned nothing.